do some traveling and do the things we wanted. We had a, it was a '80 Cadillac that we had bought in '92. And what did they call that? Remember what they called it, but we put almost 200,000 miles on that car. And we went to Utah to see our children and around and about, and up to see Lee and Allison. And lots of times when we went to see Lee and Allison, we would drive up to Lancaster and stay the night there, and then on to Salinas the next day. Blaine and Kirsten were living out, Spring Valley, I guess is the area that it was called. We did some traveling and we enjoyed it. And we took some cruises. I think the first cruise we took was, maybe I mentioned it with Lee and Allison, that Allison's mother was a travel agent and arranged for us to go up there and take the cruise. Well, we flew up to Vancouver, British Columbia, and then got off of the airplane and got on a bus and went down to the ship and went the inland passage, and we all enjoyed that. Lee tried to fly a kite off of the back end of the ship one time. Not sure how much success he had with that, but that was our first cruise, and we had so much fun, and Beverly really enjoyed cruising, being waited on and all of that, and the shows and everything. They docked someplace and got on a train and went on into Anchorage and stayed the night. Then train on up to Denali Park and stayed the night up there and went on the wild animal bus ride. And when we got ready to turn around and come back, the clouds had cleared up and there was Mount McKinley shining like a silver dollar. She is really beautiful. And then we came back and got on the train and back to this is my mind. Back to Anchorage, and I can't remember if we stayed the night and then went out and got on the airplane the next day and flew home. I think we flew to Seattle and changed planes and then on home, but that started our cruising. And before it was over with, your mother and I visited all the islands separately, one at a time. But we flew over, we didn't cruise over. Kings lived in the house behind, and one summer they invited us to come up to stay with them for a week or so, and we flew up and rented a car, and then we drove on to way up north of Denali Park. That was a fun thing, staying up there, and we stayed in a bed and breakfast and took a boat ride and went through some of the museums and had a good time. And then driving back, we could see Mount McKinley. It cleared up, and Alaska's a beautiful state. If you ever get a chance to go up there, be sure and do it. My mother and I took a cruise in the Caribbean, and that was fun too. But a lot of partying going on. And we went down to Cancun. the group one time, and that wasn't much fun because I guess that's just a big party thing there. They stay up most of the night drinking and partying and sleep late in the day, and then they lay around the pool and rest up and party again that night. And of course that wasn't what we wanted. But we did get a chance to go to some of the pyramids and some of the ruins, and we really enjoyed that. And the last cruise, your mother and I took a cruise through the Panama Canal, which was a great trip. We had to fly down to Florida, and we flew out to Puerto Rico, and then we got on a ship from there, and Panama Canal, and I personally really enjoyed that trip. I think people should see that if they're interested in it, enjoy it. And we came through and up the west coast of Mexico and stopped at different places, and we passed right by San Diego and on to San Francisco, and that's where we had to we didn't get off the ship in San Francisco. Had a few some time there, and we got off with another couple and rode the trolleys up to the top of the hill, and then we were going to go down to Fisherman's Wharf and have dinner down there. And man, it was cold. We had been through that warm weather over there, and people were, when we were south of San Diego, people were swimming in the swimming pool. But when we got up to San Diego and the weather was cold, there wasn't anybody in the swimming pool. And up around San Francisco, because we just left the warm climate, we were all cold, and we'd planned on having dinner down at the Fisherman's Wharf, but it was so cold, and your mother and this other woman were cold, and I went over to there was a horse-drawn cart there, and I asked them if they could take all four of us back to the ship and how much it would cost. And so we agreed on that, and we got in there and sat down and covered up with blankets, and we went back to the ship and had dinner on the ship, which was already paid for. And where did we go? Did we go up to disembark and my home? That was a long trip. The last cruise that your mother and I took, I told you that we went up to visit Don and Nancy Kling and rented a car and all that. Well, your mother, I asked your mother if she wanted to fly home or cruise home, and she said cruise home. So we went down to Seward and got on the ship and cruised home down to Vancouver, British Columbia, and then over to Seattle and flew home. Last cruise that your mother and I took was out of San Diego. I really liked that. I believe that was in 03. And we got a taxi and went over to the ship and got on the ship, and it circled all the islands. And we had time to get off and go someplace. And we got to see the Arizona,